Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Tea or coffee?
Oh, coffee, please.
Oh, well, what a night that was. I still don't understand, though, why Connie didn't go back to her place.
Because she was so furious with Jill for not letting Mike stay there. You see, she'd told him he could.
But it's not her house, is it? Half of it must belong to Mike.
I know, but I tell you, she went absolutely potty and refused to let him in.
So where did Connie and Mike go in the end?
To a travel lodge. And you heard what she said, didn't you?
Yeah, she's going to move out. She doesn't want to live with Jill anymore.
Well, I can't blame her. But it's awful, really, when you think how much Connie did for her when she was ill.
Yeah, but Jill hates Mike, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, she made that very obvious. Oh, the whole thing was terrible.
And the court case is today.
Yeah.
Well, I wish him luck. What did he say again?
He said he had total faith in the British justice system.
Do you think he said that to sort of make out that he wasn't worried?
No, I believe he really does mean it. And he thinks they'll say he's innocent.
Have you heard from him?
No, have you?
No. Oh, God, I can't imagine how he must be feeling. I think being accused of something you didn't do must be one of the worst things that can happen to you.
Jim, I wasn't 100% sure you thought he was innocent.
Well, I hate to admit it, but I have had my doubts. But after last night, no, I know he didn't do it.
He's lost a lot of weight, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he looks very tired. Are you okay?
Me? No, not really. I feel a bit sick today.
Then go home, Penny.
I can't. I can't sit at home and worry.
Right, well, is Connie going to let you know what happens?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, we'd better get on then. Oh, there's cake in the staff room. Ah, but I don't suppose you'd want any.
No, I don't. Do you know who brought it in?
It was Debbie. It's her birthday.
Oh, damn, I completely forgot. Oh, did anyone get her a card?
I don't know, but I doubt it.
What can I get you?
Pot of tea for one.
Would you like something to eat? We've got some lovely coffee and walnut cake.
No, just the tea.
Okay, won't be a moment. Oh, some people are so grumpy.
Who's that then?
Well, the lady on table five.
Oh, that's Jill. Why? What did she say?
Well, that's what she didn't say. It's annoying. Why can't people say please and thank you?
Oh, some people have no manners. I was in the shop yesterday and a man came over to me and just said, cups? That's all he said. Not where are they or have you got some, please. Just that.
So what did he want?
He wanted picnic cups. It was on the tip of my tongue to say, would you like size D or double D?
Oh, Amy. Right, I'd better give this to Mrs. Miserable. I'm going to put on my biggest smile and see if that works.
Oh, go on for it, Mum. No, and don't make that face.
Now, Mr. Benford, you've already mentioned to the court that you owed Mr. Ryan money. That is correct, isn't it?
Yes, but I paid it all back.
Did you now? When was that?
On the day before the accident, I cleared the debt.
And how was this payment made? Did you pay by cheque?
No, it was cash.
And when did you take the money out of the bank?
I didn't. I saved up.
Well, that seems a lot of money to keep in the house. May I ask where you kept it?
Kept it in the drawer of the bed.
Did you indeed? So as far as you're concerned, you paid the debt off, and how did that make you feel? Did you feel relieved, or did you feel angry about it?
Well, a bit of both, really.
I would say that must have made you feel very angry to have to pay so much money. The interest was high, was it not?
Yes, it was a bit.
And did you feel angry that this man was being greedy, taking from you more than you can really afford? I would have thought you might have felt was a menace to you.
Well, I didn't like him.
You didn't like him? I'd go so far as to say that you actually hated Mr. Ryan.
No. Well, not enough to cause him harm.
Jim, if you hear of anything, phone me immediately, okay?
Yeah, of course I will. And if you hear anything, phone me.
Oh, I wonder how it's going.
Do you realise it might last for days?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Well, so do I. But all we can do is hope for the best.
What if he's found guilty and has to go to prison for something he didn't do?
Don't even think about it, Penny. That won't happen. He will be all right.
So you say you drove to Meadow Brook at 6 o'clock that night?
Yes, about that.
The same time that Mr. Ryan was walking down the road?
No, it couldn't have been, because I didn't see him, so he must have been there after me.
Was there anyone else about?
No, no one.
Did you see any other cars on the road?
No, I didn't. It's always a very quiet road. You see, not many people use it.
And where were you going?
I was going to the local shop. Unfortunately, I'd forgotten there was a sign up saying they had to close at 4 on that day.
So they were closed when you got there?
Yes.
So which route did you take to go home?
I just carried on through to the village and then turned right.
Wasn't that a longer route? Why didn't you just turn around and go the most direct route home?
There was no particular reason. I just carried on the way I was going.
So, did you go straight home, or did you go to another shop?
I went straight home.
So what was it that you wanted to buy?
Potatoes. I'd run out and I needed some for my dinner.
Potatoes? And you didn't think to go to any of the supermarkets in Newport?
No, because I also wanted to drop something off to the shop.
And what was that?
Well, I promised the owner that he could borrow my strimmer.
But he didn't get it, did he? Because the shop was shut. Something that you already aware of.
Yes, I know, but I forgot that.
Did you? Or did you go out that evening because you knew Mr. Ryan used that road to walk home?
No, I told you I didn't see him. He wasn't there.
Did your friend ever get his strimmer from you?
No.
Please tell the court why.
I left the island the next day.
Hello?
Hi, it's me. Have you heard anything?
No, nothing.
Oh, well, how long do you think it'll go on for?
I don't know. I was hoping it'd be all over by tonight.
Oh, I think these cases can take days or maybe even weeks.
Oh, don't say that. Oh, well, I'll see you later, Kathy. And thanks for phoning.
No problem. And don't worry. Everything will be all right.
How about the damage to your car, Mr. Benford? You say you caught the front wing on a pile of rubbish in your garden. Is that correct?
Yes.
And as soon as you got to Manchester, you had the car mended. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Why did you leave the island so quickly? It seems that you didn't even give in your notice at work or tell anyone you were going.
No, it was a spur-of-the-moment decision.
Do you normally make spur-of-the-moment decisions?
No, but I was fed up with my life. I wanted a change, so I decided to go back to my roots.
You have recently parted from your wife, is that right?
Yes, it is.
At work, did you enjoy your job?
Well, not much.
Does that have something to do with the fact that you were dealing with stolen goods supplied to you by Mr. Ryan? Am I right?
I just wasn't happy at work. Everything was going wrong.
Well, it sounds like it. If you were selling stolen goods, if the owners had known, they would have sacked you, wouldn't they?
Yes, I think they would have done.
So there you are, facing the prospect of losing your job, your wife doesn't want you, and you've paid thousands of pounds to a man who's been charging you a very high interest for your loan you had with him, and although you say you have made a final payment, how sure were you that Mr. Ryan would accept that as the final payment? So what can you do?
Nothing.
On the contrary, I think you deliberately hit Mr. Ryan to pay him back and to stop him asking for more money. You hit him and left him on the roadside to die. That's what happened, wasn't it?
No, I didn't hit him. He wasn't there.
Hiya, I'm in here. You okay?
Yeah.
Anything?
No, not a word.
Have you tried phoning her?
No.
Oh, well. It's going to continue tomorrow then, isn't it?
Yeah, looks like it.
You said he was adamant that he didn't do it.
Yes, that's right, and I believe him. But how do you prove that in court?
There is one thing, though.
What's that?
Something Jim said.
When?
Oh, last night, but I think he'd gone to get a drink.
So what did he say?
Well, Jim asked him if he'd ever wanted to kill him.
You what? What did Mike say?
Well, he said that he wished something would happen to him so he wasn't around anymore.
Oh, God, well, that's it then, isn't it? If he says that in court, he's had it.
Oh, who can that be? Are you expecting anyone?
No.
Oh, OK, I'll go and see who it is.
Oh, don't worry, I'll go. I'm nearer. Connie! Connie, tell me, What's happened?
It's finished, Penny. It's all over.
Oh, Connie.
Penny, the jury found Mike not guilty.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.